we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good Monday morning to you, Brevard County. We want to thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program here to get your week started. This is Passion Week. This is our week on the way to Good Friday and Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, as I like to call it. And so we want to thank you for tuning in once again this week for the Word of God. We're talking about sowing to the Spirit out of Galatians chapter 6. And specifically, what we talked about last week was how that God sows people. Jezreel, God will sow. And he specifically sows believers into communities, into strategic places where he has a harvest of souls that he expects. Just like it talks about in John chapter 4, he must needs go through Samaria, it says in the King James Version. That means he needed to go there. Well, by the time he got to this Samaritan village, he was famished, he was hungry, he was tired, to the point that the disciples left him there all by himself. And there was, by the time the disciples got back, the entire village was coming to meet Jesus because of what he had spoken into this woman's life. And there ended up being a great move of God that took place in that village. You are strategically important to the kingdom of God. And so as you're going about your Monday this week, I pray that you would realize there is nothing on this earth more important than a man, a woman, a boy, or a girl who has said yes to following Jesus and yes to be strategically placed by him for his purpose. That's how important you are. And so we're going to be talking about that, because not only does God sow people, but then last Friday we started talking about the devil will sow people. I don't know if you've ever had some of those situations in your life where there were things that were taking place and you just knew that you were on the right track because the devil was doing so much to derail the purposes and the plans that God was utilizing in your life. So we're gonna continue talking about that today here on the program. Thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM, WWBC 1510 AM. And we do want to say thank you to the fine folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric. Area code 321-632-9538. 321-632-9538. If you have any air conditioning needs or electrical needs, you can give them a call. They're licensed. They are professionals. They've been doing this for a long, long time. You will get a very fair treatment by them. And so I encourage you to give Carla a call there, 321-632-9538. They are believers in the Refresh Radio program. They're active participants in the kingdom of God, valuable members to the body of Christ. And we encourage you to give them a call and utilize their services for your air conditioning, heating, or electrical needs. And they will take good care of you just the same way that they have taken good care of us. So this coming Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. We do not have a Sunday night service this week, but we do have a special service that is planned. Immediately after that service, we're going to be having a potluck dinner. The church is providing the sandwiches. The church is providing the drinks. There are some other things that are going on. But we have a lot of fun activities for the kids that are planned after the service. It's called Easter Palooza this year, and there are a number of things. And listen, if you're looking for a Christ-free event, we're not the event you want to come to. But if you're looking for a church that is going to be having something that is going to be reaching boys and girls with the good news of Jesus Christ, and that he came and died upon the cross to save them from their sins, ours will be a Christ-centered Easter event, I assure you, we are going to be celebrating the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're very excited. God's been doing some great things. We've been having people baptized. We've been having people that the Word of God has been impacting their life and making some changes in their life. We've got been people who are fired up for the kingdom of God and are back on track with Him. And we're just very excited. Listen, God is a believer in what He can do in your life. Jesus said He is the resurrection and the life. And so if you've got a dream, you've got plans that you think that those have died and that they're never going to be resurrected, listen, I want to remind you, Jesus is the resurrection. He specializes in resurrection. One of my favorite stories to remember about this time of year is an archaeological dig they were doing in the Promised Land not too long ago. It's probably been in my files for maybe 10 years, but when you factor in thousands of years, that's very, relatively recent history. They were doing an archaeological dig, and they found in that dig a seed. It was in a state of dormancy. That doesn't mean it was dead. It just means it wasn't activated. And when they analyzed this seed, they realized that it was a seed of a palm tree that had gone extinct hundreds of years ago. And they took that seed and they planted it. And there was a species of trees that came back from extinction because someone found a seed and believed that there was potential in that seed. And so as you're getting your week started, I pray that you realize that God is the Lord over the seed, and He can cause things to sprout to life and come back to life that others might have given up hope on, but God has not given up hope on you. I want to take you back to Jude today. Jude is the little epistle that is right before Revelation. We had talked about in Matthew chapter 13 how God would sow people, and then the devil would come along and sow tares. And those were ungodly people. They were ungodly influences. They were designed to choke out the harvest, to prevent the harvesting or the reaping of the harvest. They were meant to diminish and embarrass the Lord of the harvest. And so those were some of the purposes. And we are looking at those type of people because you need to be able to identify ungodly influences in your life, because bad company corrupts good character. That is the Word of God. That is not Bob Arthur's. You need to be careful the people that you hang around, because bad company has a way of pulling down or distracting us from godly purpose. It has a negative impact on our character. So we want to reach those people with the love of Jesus Christ so that they are saved and born again. But we got to be careful and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us in that. So we're looking at some of these characteristics. I want to take you back to verse number 8 today. We'll read a little bit down through verse number 19. Likewise, also these dreamers defile the flesh, reject authority, and speak evil of dignitaries. Yet Michael the archangel, in contending with the devil, when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring against him a reviling accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." But these speak evil of whatever they do not know, and whatever they know naturally, like brute beasts, in these things they corrupt themselves. Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit, and perished in the rebellion of Korah. These are spots in your love feasts, while they feast with you without fear, serving only themselves. They are clouds without water, carried about by the winds, late autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, pulled up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming up their own shame, wandering stars for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also, saying, "Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds in which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against them. These are grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lust, and they mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lust. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the Spirit. Okay? And so, looking at some of these demonic plants, if you will, people who are designed to be a spiritual drain on you instead of spiritually edifying to you, it goes on and it talks about these. And remember, these are people that are planted inside the church. These are people that are there not on divine assignment, but to distract from divine assignment. Okay, and so it goes on, and it says, these are people who have gone in the way of Cain, who just expect that whatever they offer God is going to be acceptable to God, that they do not operate by faith, they operate by works, they do not give God their best, they give God their leftovers, who when corrected, instead of receiving that correction, they lash out at God, and then they complain that their bitterness is too hard, and when someone else's offering is accepted, they attack them instead of looking at what they've offered and accepting God's correction. Cain was a murderer from the beginning. And you and I, we don't want to be associated with people who are filled. Listen, Jesus did not only define murder as a person who killed another person, but a person who hated and despised another person. So we've got to be careful. If people do not have compassion for those around them, you need to have your warning systems going off inside your spirit and say, why is it that these people are not concerned about those that Jesus died to save? Okay. There are three people that they're associated with. None of them are good. The second one is Balaam. Balaam was a prophet, and he was a prophet. He was a seer, as it's called in the Old Testament. A person who utilized his giftings for profit. Okay? Be careful if money is your motivation for doing things. There's nothing wrong with money. Money is not moral and it's not immoral. Money is amoral. There's nothing about it. It's when the love of money comes in that is the root of all kinds of evil. On a week ago Sunday night, I was preaching and talked about how God wants to finance and fund the ministry so that divine purpose and divine assignments are not hindered from what God wants them to be. And so when I pray for people, I pray that God will bless them into the highest tax bracket. I pray that they'll be faithful. I'm not going to pray that God blesses them into the highest tax bracket if they're not going to be faithful. That's not going to accomplish anything. You have got to be faithful at the financial level that you are at now, and then God will bless you with greater finances because He knows the foundation of your life and that there's going to be faithfulness there. Balaam was willing to sell his services to the highest bidder, even if that meant attacking those that he knew God wanted to bless. You can go back into the book of Numbers and you can find all about Balaam. You can find it in Revelation that there's discussion about Balaam, and you just don't want to experience Balaam's same fate. When he could not undermine them because of Balak, the king, had wanted him to curse Israel. And he said, I can't curse those whose God is blessed. But then he said, I tell you what I can do. I can give you a strategy and we will sow immorality into the camp. And that will sidetrack, that will bring consequences into the camp of Israel. So Balaam was a person that was looking to undermine the blessing of God and the favor of God and the covenant people of God, and you don't want to do that. The third person is Korah. You can go back and read about Korah's interactions with Moses. Korah was a Levite, but he did not approve of Moses' leadership. Let me pastor you for a moment. I don't know you, but hear my heart. I've been in church ministry for a long, long time. And if someone is willing to attack the pastor, you've got to be really careful about that person. You need to be saying, you know what? I don't think God's going to be real happy with that. You see, Korah was a Levite. He was a priest. He had been provided a privileged assignment, but he wasn't content with his assignment. He wanted someone else's assignment. He wanted Moses. He wanted Aaron. He wanted to be the top dog. That sounds more Luciferian than it does Christian. Lucifer, who said, "I will ascend the hill. I will be like the Most High," was more concerned about his own prestige and fame than he was being a faithful servant in what God had assigned him to. So are there bigger churches than ours? By the way, I was reading a card that I received some time ago. It's still on my desk. And I just wanted to say thank you to the people at First Baptist Church of Merritt Island. Every so often, Pastor Titus Green there has his congregation praying for one of the churches in Brevard County. And I can tell whenever he has had them praying for us, because I start getting cards in the mail. And so would you just give a shout out on Facebook or whatever to First Baptist Church of Merritt Island, that is not interested in the tribal mentality, but is interested in the body of Christ. And they are praying for the Bible preaching churches of Brevard County. And so I want to say thank you to Pastor Titus Green for his leadership there, and for his congregation that has a concern for the body of Christ and are praying for them. So at Merritt Assembly of God, I'm not coveting the people of any of the other churches. You know what I'm after? I'm after reaching the lost. I'm after discipling young people. I'm after raising people up, people who have a hunger and a thirst for the Word of God, and to see that Word of God implemented. Don't be like Korah, who coveted someone else's position. Trust that God has a position for you. And when it's time for you to be promoted, let me tell you something, that promotion will come. It will come, and it may be like the promotion came for me, and that is, it may come when you least expect it. But you've got to trust that God is able and capable of setting you up exactly where he would have you. So at Merritt Assembly of God, I have the privilege of knowing that I'm there on divine assignment, and God is going to be the one who is glorified by that. So I don't have to be jealous of East Coast or Calvary Chapel or First Baptist Church of Merritt Island or the biggest church in town or the smallest church in town. I don't have to be jealous of any of those people, because I know a God who knows me better than I know myself. He knows what's in my best interest. To show you once again that this was taking place inside the church, these are spots in your love feast. Agape feast was what was called when the believers got together. They were celebrating the unconditional love of God. But Jude writes, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that these were blemishes that were going on there. It said, they feast with you without fear. They had no apprehension of operating like they, according to their sensual desires that it talks about in verse number 19. They had no problem whatsoever operating like unbelievers in the midst of believers. There is a great assault on the body of Christ now, and it comes from two different veins, if I can say that. One is that there's an attack that is designed to water down the message of the cross, and to water down the time-tested truths of God's word, to make it more politically correct and socially palatable. But I will tell you that in history, no revival has ever come watering down the Word of God. It only comes when the Word of God is restored to its rightful place of preeminence, and people begin to say, you know what? There's a reason that Jesus came and died upon the cross to save me, and that was so that I could live a better quality of life than what the devil ever had planned for me. The second attack tends to come from the body of Christ itself, where we start infighting and attacking one another. And I will tell you, as a man who's married to a wonderful woman, let me tell you, you start talking negatively about my bride, and you will notice that my demeanor changes. And how much more do you think God is going to respond when people are attacking the body of Christ? Now, listen, I will tell you that the church, the body of Christ, is not perfect. But the scripture says that Christ will present his bride blameless, without spot and without wrinkle. I have this message that I do, and it's called, Are You Part of the Bride or Are You Part of the Blemish? There are people in churches that are not part of the bride of Christ. They're not part of the body of Christ. They've not said yes to Jesus' Lordship. I don't know exactly what they're hanging out there. I've heard of some people in years gone by that they were looking at the church as this was back before internet dating and all of that sort of stuff. They were looking at the church as the matchmaking place. That was where they were going to look for their next boyfriend or girlfriend. There are people who I've known in the past who had nefarious goals in mind, and they came to church looking for their next victim, whether it was financial or otherwise. And I want you to know there is a bride and there is part of the blemish, and the blemish gets stuck here, but the bride is going to spend forever in heaven with Jesus Christ. So I want to encourage you, don't allow those who are serving themselves instead of serving the body of Christ to be comfortable. It says, they are clouds without water, carried about by the winds, laid on them trees without fruit, twice dead, pulled up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming up their own shame, wandering stars for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. So there's a couple of different things that are talked about here. One is that there is a lack of stability. There is a wandering. Stars and planets and even comets and things like that, they have an orbit. They have a position, a regular routine, a circuit that have been established for them by God. In fact, God says that he entered into covenant with the sun and with the moon. And if the covenant with them would be broken, then you could rest assured that your covenant could be broken. But every morning you are able to look to the east and see that the sun is going to come up there. And every night you can look to the west and you can see that the sun is going to set there. And there are people who are able to pinpoint down to the second when daybreak is and when sunset is because of God's faithful covenant. They're unstable, they're wandering, they refuse to stay where God wants them to be, and I'm looking for people in my life who are stable, who are in that fixed circuit that God has for them. You say, well, there's no growth there. Listen, I'm thankful because of the orbit that God has placed the earth on. It's what makes life possible here. Because the moon has been strategically positioned exactly where it is, life is possible here. Where there is maturity, spiritual maturity, and people continue to grow where they are instead of just running about after their latest fancy, God says, you know what, I can promote life there. The second thing that it talks about is they are dead. In fact, it uses the term twice dead. They are fruitless and they are rootless. Fruitless and rootless. And both of those indicate death. I don't care if the tree is green. If it's not bearing fruit and it was designed to bear fruit, then it's dead. It is not fulfilling the purpose that it was created for. And if it has no root, I don't care what it looks like on top of the surface. If that which is beneath the surface is not connected to Jesus, there is death there. Okay, and so there is wandering and there is death, and they make a whole lot of noise. They foam up, they go about, but they are wandering stars for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. In the Greek there, it is the darkest of darkness. It is darkness repeated after itself. And you and I, we're called to be representative of the light. In verse 15, it talks about that they are ungodly, with ungodly deeds and ungodly ways, and they are mentioned again as ungodly sinners. I pray that you and I are never identified because of ungodliness, but people appreciate us because of godliness. I look at the clock here. I just don't know that we're going to be able to get through the rest of this in this one broadcast. But I will tell you, as you begin to look around at your life and look around at those people who are associating with you, begin to look at the fruit that they have. Listen, I believe in the fruit of the Spirit. I really do. We talked about that for a long time. And there was a couple of things that came up this last weekend. One is the fruit of the Spirit is the character of God. The second thing I read I believe it was D.L. Moody. It was in a newsletter that I got. And he said, he held up a glass and he said, how do you get the air out of the glass? And a person said, well, you could put a vacuum on it. And he said, yeah, you could do that, except for that's going to crush the glass. It's going to destroy the glass. And he took a pitcher of water and he began to fill up the glass. And he said, as I fill up this glass with water, all of the air is going out of it. And I encourage you to allow God to fill you up. You know what? The more that you and I allow God to fill us up with himself, with his character, with his nature, with his word, with his Spirit, the more that these things are going to be purged out of our lives that are displeasing to God. And so, you know what? At Merit Assembly of God, if you've got these issues in your life, we welcome you to come in and hear the word of God. But don't expect that those things are going to stay in your life, because the Holy Spirit is in passionate pursuit, because Jesus paid a price on the cross for you to be born again. God bless you. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merit Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merit Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, bring you something new, tell how great you are, tell my praise to you.